right.
And boop. We are back once again. Batflip Sports Podcast, 8:23, 8:24, depending on what day you listen to this. And Petter, what's up?
How's it going, Cope? Back
friendly. Yeah, you know, our bi-weekly schedule, hopefully we get more into weekly when things settle down here. But a little housekeeping, I believe you moved.
Yep, I am back in Bemidji.
So for those who don't know, me and Petter actually met at Bemidji State. We were actually taking a radio class together, and the kid next to me was always looking at fantasy football, so I figured he couldn't be too bad of a cat.
That was me, yeah. That was a radio class. That was our first one together, and then we had a couple more.
Yeah, it was a radio class where I skipped probably way too much.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to give you notes a few times.
Yeah, so you're now back at, you were in Alexandria covering sports for the paper there, and now you're back in Bemidji doing it for the Pioneer.
Yep. And I worked there for 2 years while I was going to school, so it's nice to be back. Now I'm full time though, so it's a little bit better.
That's awesome, man. Congrats. So you had some legitimacy to this.
I don't know about that.
Not just some schmuck like me. So so let's get into some of the things that's been going on lately. The big talker today, and hopefully by the time most people are listening to this, I've already won, is the Powerball. So have you ever played the Powerball?
Me? No.
Do you even gamble at all in anything?
Occasionally.
Just scratch off tickets, anything like that?
Yeah, once in a while.
All right, scratches for the long road trips. That's about it, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing. Okay, so naturally, the Powerball's up to like $700 million, which means I have to buy a ticket because I am paying $2 and I am just spending the whole day thinking about what I'm going to buy. Because the lump sum is like 400 and some million. So literally tomorrow, I could have $400 million. That's worth $2 to me.
Or you could get struck by lightning twice.
That's a hater's way to say it. That's negative. You can't have that. You got to think, I'm going to win. You got to have that winner mentality.
You are a gambler through and through, Cole.
I am. But this isn't gambling. This is literally, at its purest point, a lottery ticket.
It is at its purest point, throwing away $2.
But you're not. See, throwing away $2 is such a bad way to think of it. I literally got $2 of value. I got like $10 worth of value out of my day to day after buying that and like looking at it and just thinking, man, what if? Like going around the office today at work, like talking about what you would buy or what you would do with it. That's worth $2 to me. That's like a Mountain Dew.
That reminds me of the Friends episode where like Monica's like hiding the extra tickets that she doesn't want to share with the group.
Exactly. It's the fact that you're out on lottery tickets, even when it's this big and it's like a huge deal, is the most you move ever, because you're a wet blanket on anything fun.
Yeah, I'm the worst.
All right, so you're on the lottery. Hopefully by the time you guys are listening to this, I am a multimillionaire and I am flying to Vegas for the Conor McGregor fight. Because
that was your go-to, huh, for what you'd spend.
And with. That's a Jorge Polanco home run, baby. I'm watching the Twins game live.
Oh, well,
that's his fourth in four games, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. What did he get into these days?
Are we speculating? Is he?
I don't think it works that fast. Steroids don't give you contact.
He just put one in the cheap seats off of Shields.
Wow, nice.
Let's go. They need to have at least 10 runs tonight, total. That's all I'm going to say about that. So this is good. All right. So back to – this is a terrible podcast because this game's going to be done and over with by the time people hear about it. So the Powerball's done. All right. The big news over the weekend, Vikings preseason – preseason, and they're playing the Seahawks. And what's the most notable player on the Seahawks for us? Blair Walsh. Now – during the game, Walsh went 2 out of 3 for field goals, missed the first one, hit the second one, and after he hit the second one, there's video of him looking at the Vikings sideline, pointing and like shaking his head.
And every Viking fan's reaction is, oh, Blair, we want you back. We wish we never would have cut you. We want you back on our team now.
Now, it has since come out that potentially the Vikings were chirping him and all that, and he did it in more of a playful mood. I'm just going to choose to ignore that.
Oh, absolutely.
That doesn't play into my narrative in my head of us against the world and Blair Walsh becoming a big like villain against Minnesota.
Oh, I hope he has the worst year ever, if that's even possible.
So Minnesota fans kind of like all rally together because Minnesota sports fans don't love anything more than when we all have to like when it's the us against the world mentality, you know?
Yeah, there's nothing better than Minnesota sports people rallying together and hating someone or another team. Like, we cheer against other teams better than we cheer for our own.
We do, and most of the time we have to. But I'm thinking in the sense like last year in the power rankings right away when the Vikings were like 4-0 and we were ranked like third, people are like, why aren't we 1 or 2? You know, people just love when we get slighted or disrespected. Like, no one does it better when we think we should be higher.
Oh, for sure.
It's just how we are, and I find it weird, especially with power rankings, dude. On a side note, power rankings are the worst.
Power rankings. Yeah, I still like. I'm kind of a sucker for those, I guess. I'm just saying. On Tuesday morning, I'm going and looking on the new, like finding the new power rankings.
Who gives a shit? They mean literally nothing.
I know they don't mean anything, but it's still kind of cool to know like who guys
what are other people think about us. I don't give a shit. I care about the standings.
Okay, well, I'll just bow down to that outlook then, because you seem to be a lot more adamant.
You know, well, it's like, oh, we're number one in the power rankings. You know what? No one remembers who's number one in the power rankings when someone's got the trophy at the end of the year.
True, but I'm pretty sure the Patriots were probably number one all year last year, and they ended up with the trophy.
Ask about the Capitals. Capitals are probably number one in the power rankings all year.
More than likely, yeah.
Yeah, second round exit, as always.
Yeah, that's the Capitals.
You know, it just doesn't matter. So, that's my little side tangent. So, what's your thoughts on Blair overall kind of like calling out the team?
Well, I'm kind of with you on that. I don't think that was smart of him. Like, because he knows it's on TV and he knows it's going to look bad. And he's 1 for 2 on the day kicking field goals. Oh, hey, he made a 52-yarder. Sweet. That means absolutely nothing in a game that means absolutely nothing. I just don't care.
So now you have to wonder, is he actually like really mad we cut him? Because I went back and looked, our kicking numbers last year when he was kicking are like bottom 3, bottom 5 in the league.
Yeah, he was awful.
So like the fact that in his mind he might think like you guys shouldn't have cut me or anything, and then the fact that maybe he did it because our guys were taunting him, dude. If you're a kicker, you can't take a little taunting, which we kind of find out maybe he can't, because I think mentally he did need a new start. But
yeah, he's definitely in his head all the time. He's definitely a question mark mentally.
But here's the thing right now in the NFL, no one thinks of him as a head case kicker because Robert Aguayo is a second round pick who just got cut. Nothing?
I have nothing on Aguayo. I don't know much about that situation.
What? The guy was a second round pick last year and he's already got cut by the Bucks as a kicker.
So what, like, where does he go from here? What's his, like, is he...
He got picked up by the Bears.
Oh, okay.
And I think he already missed one in the next preseason game. Well, like, the guy just can't kick.
All I know is we got Kai Forbath last year, and he was head and shoulders above Blair Walsh, which...
It's all mental. I mean, it's all mental. Like, if most kickers have the leg, it's just literally just like fit, like mentally in your head, blocking out everything else.
Right. So if you're getting mad at the other team for taunting you, hey, that's your problem.
Yeah, they're doing their job then.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We don't see them again in the regular season or anything. But of course, in my sick, deluded like Minnesota sports mind, I'm thinking, well, shit, what if he comes to Minnesota first round of the playoffs and it comes down to like a 49 yard field goal and we're up two?
I'm already thinking about this. I can't believe it.
Really? You really can't?
I just, like, you torture yourself daily. Yo,
that's how we work in this state, son. That's how we have to think, because this shit happens. I'm already prepping myself for Adrian Peterson running for 150 and 3 touchdowns in week one. Like, I think that's going to happen.
Yeah, it probably will.
Yeah, see? All day. So you got to prepare for the worst with this state. We're conditioned for it. So, yeah. I mean, what happens if it does come down to like a 49, 50-yard field goal? We're up too late in the game, and Blair Walsh comes out. Like, that's the most do-or-die situation ever. Either, like, he's going to put it – like, he's – like, obviously, he's either going to make it or miss it. But if he misses it, like, we're going to feel so vindicated on more than one front of a playoff win and Blair Walsh. But if he makes it, then it's going to be like the most Minnesota sports thing ever.
It also would be sweet if the Vikings had a 27 yarder and Kai Forbath puts it right between the uprights.
I mean, yeah, I'd take that too for a win. Either or. Just win the playoff game. Let's get to the playoffs. Oh, we'll see. So, okay, next up is don't look now, but if the playoffs started today, the Twins would be in the play-in game for the playoffs.
Oof. Who would have thought?
So, what's your breakdown of this? It's just because we're hitting the ball, like, as far as anyone else right now?
Yeah, I can't believe how many home runs I've been seeing over the past week. It's unbelievable.
It's insane.
Given we are playing the White Sox, and the White Sox are probably trying to lose games at this point, I think they've won, I don't know, they've lost like twice as many games as they've won. Oh, I can't look at records right now, but...
Oh, they're following the Bears' lead.
The Tigers... the White Sox are 48-76 going into today.
Yeah, so hopefully we can... What did I see a stat that we're not going to play another winning team until, like, September 15th?
Yeah, it's like... Yeah.
Okay, like that's...
The next 30 games are against teams under 500.
That's awesome. So hopefully we can make some moves. Like, right now, I think the odds of us making the playoffs are, like, 39%.
Yeah, and it was 20%, like, a week and a half ago.
Yeah, it was, like, 12% 2 weeks ago. It's insane.
But the thing for me, like, how are we in the second wild card spot and we have a less than 50% chance?
I have no clue. I just read things. And if it's on Twitter, I assume it's like.
Oh, it has to be fact.
Yeah.
You can't tweet things that aren't true.
It's just, yeah. So I have no clue how that works. Maybe other teams have more games and stuff. Like, the Yankees are ahead of us, but they also have like 5 more games than us to play.
Okay.
Yeah. So that probably goes into all of it.
Yeah, and the fact that there's more than one team chasing us, I guess. But we're 2.5 games behind the Yankees for this first wild card spot. That's not out of the picture. And then 4.5 games behind Cleveland in the Central. And I think the mindset of the team should be to look ahead, look above them and try to chase instead of looking behind them and trying to stay ahead. Like, why not just go after Cleveland? There's how many games left?
Oh, good point.
4.5 games back.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like,
keep chasing, go for it, and I'd rather be chasing Cleveland 4.5 games back than seeing the Angels a half game on our heels trying to stay ahead of them. I don't know.
Makes sense. I got two questions about this Twins team. One, does this solidify my take that the closer is the most overrated thing in sports?
Oh, absolutely. Belisle is closing, or who's taking the ninth inning lately?
I don't think it matters.
It's a committee.
Yo, I've been so out on closers since we traded for Matt Capps. Like, we gave up a catching prospect that was good in Wilson Ramos for him. And, like, a closer is just a glorified reliever.
Yeah, it's this setup guy is definitely going to be the guy that gets paid the most money in the coming years. Like, you're going to see more Andrew Miller type guys, more Betances guys, more who's that Astros guy?
I have no clue. It's not going to be Chapman, I can tell you that much after the last 2 weeks he's had.
Oh my, he pitched in the sixth inning the other day for the first time since 2011.
Yeah, that guy's lost it all. What a crazy season he has had. And my second question about the Twins season is Buxton, has he finally turned the corner?
Oh my goodness, I hope so.
The guy's been hitting more triples than I've ever seen happen before.
Yeah, and inside the Parkers,
the fastest in history.
Yeah, I love Buxton, and just like he's been like sneaking through the year, like the first half, like not very good at the plate, but we like didn't even consider sending him down because of the defense he has. Now he starts hitting. He's hitting like 400 after the All-Star break, and I hope we can say he's arrived. I really, really hope so. And
The guy's been electric.
Yeah, he's been fun to watch, and let's just enjoy it while we can, while the nose is sitting on the shelf.
I mean, the guy at the beginning of the year at one point was batting like .08. Like, it was terrible. He was batting under 100, and now he's up to like 240 on the season.
I haven't looked recently,
but he's serviceable now, where he used to be an absolute liability.
Yeah, he's good to have, and he's been hitting third in the lineup, second in the lineup, fourth, fifth, like.
Well, Molitor puts out some weird ass lineups.
Oh, but like I'm just saying, like he deserves, like the way he's hitting right now, he deserves to be up in the
100%. 100%. Hopefully, it gets to the point where he's hitting in front of Sano, getting on base, which forces the pitchers to go fastball against Sano, and then we can really get rolling.
Yeah. For sure. And Rosario's still hot. I don't know how long we can ride that out. Kepler's still been hitting the ball. Dozier's being Dozier.
Yeah, Dozier like after the trade deadline every year just decides to hit the cover off the ball.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is there. But the fact that we're in the hunt kind of makes that feel a lot better.
It's insane, dude. The Twins are almost must-watch television for me every night now. I haven't been able to say that in, what, 6-7 years?
Yeah, for sure.
It's insane.
It's really, really weird that Joe Mauer is, like, one of the least fun guys to watch. Like, he's still like Mauer. He gets on base all the time. He draws walks. But like, I'm not like, when I see Mauer coming up to the plate, I'm not like, oh wow, put everything down, I need to watch Mauer hit.
Yeah,
he's not gonna home run.
These aren't your parents' Twins anymore.
When apparently Jorge Polanco can step up and rip four homers in 3 days.
That's crazy. So we got that. Okay, I was thinking about this. In the next calendar year, there's actually a legitimate shot that all four pro Minnesota teams could make the playoffs.
There's a stat for you.
I don't know if any other state or city could do that. Pittsburgh, maybe? No, they don't have basketball.
No, they don't have a basketball team. Huh.
But I mean, if the Twins make the playoffs, every other team, the Vikings are a 50-50 shot. Wild should make the playoffs. Timberwolves should make the playoffs. Like, all of our teams are trending in the right direction.
Yeah, that's really nice. I have to, LA has like five teams in each sport. So I guess.
Yeah, but the Lakers didn't make the playoffs. They were the second worst team last year.
Clippers?
Oh yeah, I mean, shit. Yeah, I guess
that's what I'm saying. Like, they have double teams in.
Nope, Kings didn't make playoffs.
They didn't?
I don't think they did. No.
Oh,
I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't think they did.
About the NHL season.
Huh?
Let's forget about the NHL season.
What are you talking about? You get like the best free agents every off season with the Rangers. You'll be fine. You don't have to think about that. You're almost wasting a career of like a top 10 goalie of all time at all or anything. All right. So
on to the next subject.
Yeah. All right. So a big thing on Twitter yesterday and today is sneakily ESPN, with all this stuff going on in Virginia, tried to have a announcer that was named Robert Lee taken off the Virginia college football game and switch him up for another game. It caught wind online, and now ESPN is feeling the hurt from the critics.
Oh, this was such a funny headline.
The guy's Asian.
Yeah.
The guy's... Do you think they made the right move?
No, absolutely not. It wouldn't be news right now if they hadn't done it. The story, like, I watched a video on this, and it's ESPN came out and said they were hoping to save him from memes.
Yeah, it's from going viral, pretty much.
Oh, and in the meantime, we'll just make sure that he gets blasted on the internet. ESPN, I don't know what you're doing.
At the core of it, I get what they're trying to do. I really do. They came out and said they asked Lee if he wanted to switch, and he was okay with it. So maybe it's getting twisted a little bit, but at the core, they were just like, "Hey, we don't want you to go viral," and they did it really quietly. And usually, no one would pick up on this. Just one person must have picked up on it, saw it, put it out there, and it just caught fire. And now they're torched. I mean, now it's a no-win situation for ESPN. At the end of the day, they should have just done nothing, and I don't think it would have been as viral as they thought.
I don't think it would have been at all. Like,
it would have been a funny screen cap that Deadspin and Barstool put out. It would have been funny for 5 minutes until something happened, because it's a college football season. Stuff's happening all the time.
Right. And like, I know there was jokes about like switching his name to Bob Lee, like for Shooter, like Bob Lee Swagger.
Yeah.
Which like maybe put him on the screen as Bob Lee for a day, and maybe someone doesn't pick it up as Robert. I don't know.
Well, but did you see
Virginia too, right?
So that, yeah, that was the bit.
That was worse.
And too. The fact that his middle name starts with E.
Oh, like I didn't even see that.
Yeah. No, apparently it's Edward.
Well,
so it is Robert E. Lee.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, I did not see that, but
you have to just hope it doesn't do it. Like, it's just, it's the old adage, like whenever a story comes out that like they kick a person out of a store or something, and then they put it out there, and then that story gets under so much like heat. You know, if they just would have allowed what the minor thing to happen, the accidents don't go viral, and everyone goes on their day.
Yeah. But it's not, yeah, it's not like he switches name to Robert E. Lee and he's wanting to cause havoc in Virginia.
So
he's an innocent Asian man who just wants to do his job doing play-by-play for a college football game.
Yeah, it's rough. ESPN can't do anything right lately, and those poor guys. And then staying on football, I was actually watching this game because, of course, I bet it because I'm back in my betting mode, thank God. And I was betting the Monday Night Football game between the Browns and the Giants. And Odell Beckham Jr. Went down with a little injury.
Don't look at the eclipse.
That's right. He had the video of like him looking right into the eclipse earlier, which I won't go into the eclipse. I've said it plenty enough. I think that I was so out on the eclipse before, and it was a joke here. And our whole state was in cloud cover, and no one in the state saw anything, and everything. It was just a yeah, only the lower 48, because that's how we roll. And so Odell Beckham Jr. In preseason went up for a ball, and a cornerback came in and boom, hit him low, which I think that's what you're taught to do almost.
Not that low.
Not that low. I'm not sure. And he rolled up on his ankle. He's got an ankle sprain, and he might not play the first regular season game or two. I have a feeling he does. I think this is just getting voiced out a little bit. So, one, do you think it was dirty? And two, should like the major players be even playing in the preseason?
Well, I do think it was an illegal hit, but I don't think it was intentional. I think Beckham is lucky his leg didn't snap in half the way his helmet went right into the back of his leg or the side of it. What was two?
Should the major players be even playing in these games?
Yeah, I think you definitely have to get them in game situations for those first three series or whatever most teams do. Usually that doesn't hurt. And the way the NFL has been protecting these receivers, you don't expect these types of things to happen. But it was kind of just a freak thing, I guess.
It was a little freakish. And it actually turns out the guy who hit him is a former Gopher. Bodie Calhoun was a cornerback for the Gophers. And that's the only reason I remembered his name. I'm like, that used to be a Gopher player.
And now he's in a place called Cleveland where all the football players go to die.
Yeah, yeah. Brock Osweiler was told today that he's not even playing in the third preseason game. That's the dream right there. Brock Osweiler is getting paid a ton of money to not do anything.
That's the goal in life, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Backup goalie, backup quarterback, and make bank. Like, Jimmy Garoppolo is out of the contract after this year. He's going to make bank. Dude's played like two games.
Well, that's all I have on Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah, well, hopefully he stays healthy. Draft him on your fantasy squads if you like. Fantasy football season's right around the corner. I got two drafts in the next week. Excited. The draft is probably the best part of fantasy season. It's the second best. The first best is when you have a week against your buddy and you're like, one of your guys goes off for like a legendary 200 yards and three touchdowns game. I would say.
I feel like you did that to me or something.
I don't think I've ever played you in fantasy football.
Oh, didn't we? What, the 2 years ago?
I don't know, maybe.
Oh, I don't remember.
That's what I'm saying. I had to cut down. Back in my heyday, I was in like five leagues a year, and it actually became miserable for me.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, it's the worst. I'm down to two.
I'm hoping to limit myself to two.
Two's the perfect one. Because now I can get my fix in like DraftKings and stuff.
It all comes back to gambling.
That's if you count fantasy. Okay, so technically you gamble because you play fantasy football. Do you play for money at all?
I play fantasy baseball for money.
Okay,
I am in a $100 league for football this year.
Oh wow. Okay, see, so gambling. You get it. You get it.
Yeah, I can gamble on things that like I can like. I like when I have control over it. Like, so it actually takes some skill to do, which I realize it like some Powerball, no. Slot machines, no. That's just complete chance, and I don't like that. I like when I can make choices. And
oh man, you gotta just leave it up to the gods.
Yes,
that's the best. All right, man. Well, another one in the books. Thanks for hopping on. Good luck back in Bemidji. I'll see you in a couple weeks. I'm coming back for homecoming.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, man. Definitely, man. Until next time.
Yeah, have a good one.